Yeah, it's me again. Sorry about that. I'll tell you a little bit why I was depressed on Monday. See, I had to take my wife back to work. She's a secretary at the school. Last year was the first year she got that job. And she had to go back Monday, and it was just kind of sad. See, I want her and me to be together all the time, because she's my best friend, really is. We've had our problems and we've had our hassles, but she's the person, the only one that I can think of I could spend all my time with. She's so sweet and nice and God-fearing. She gets up every morning and she reads the scripture, and she makes it a priority to listen to my show. I mean, she's the ideal wife, and she still looks great in jeans. And so I'm taking her back to work, and I'm thinking, you know, we're at a point now where we have to have the extra money. And so, I know, just like everybody else, right? So off she goes. But, you know, it wasn't my original blueprint. My original blueprint was for us to work together always in the evangel or in something together. But God has, because of various circumstances, derailed that blueprint for a while. And she's got a great job, but she has to go in early, you see. She has to go in 3 weeks before the rest of the school starts. So that was kind of bumming me out. And life has gotten complicated, I think, in the last 10 years. And anything that moves me away from a mild and quiet life, which is my original blueprint always, mild and quiet life, mild and quiet life. It's a mantra for me. Anything that moves me away from that really kind of throws me for a loop, and everything starts to snowball for me. And that's what happened Monday. And I'm continuing to feel that, but that's all right, because it comes to pass. Another one of my favorite sayings: nothing comes to stay, it comes to pass. So if you feel like crap today, just ride it, and you're going to come out of it. Happiness and joy are two different things. Keep that in mind, too. You can be joyful deep down, and I always am, but it doesn't mean I'm necessarily happy. I can be ticked off or upset or depressed, but deep down, I have a foundation, and that's my foundation is Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The sand kind of blows and makes dunes on the surface, but underneath is the bedrock of Christ. So 1982, 83, 84, I really wasn't ready to get married, I guess. I was an athlete back then. I ran a lot, and my wife really didn't know anything about men. God bless her. You know, she really wasn't informed in the ways of men. And so we had all these expectations of marriage that we didn't think were being met. It was quite an adjustment period. Nobody explained certain things to us. It would have been really helpful. Anyway, our first year and a half was not good. And I said, that's it. You know, we're going to do something crazy. And in 1980, I had bicycled across the United States by myself. I quit college, which was one of the most beautiful experiences I ever had. There's nothing like quitting college. It is so much fun. I was at a technical school for emergency medicine technology. And the greatest thing for me was when I was supposed to be doing studying for exams, I'd go to the library and I'd read this book on marathoning. I was a runner at the time, and I was planning on running my first marathon in Washington, D.C., in November of 1978. Good Lord, what? Yeah, it was 78. And I'd sneak away from the dorm and go into the library. And I was supposed to be reading my anatomy and physiology books. Heck with that, I'm reading Jim Fix's book on running. So that was great. And I began to not like school. And I started thinking, I had my bicycle down there too. I was riding that around at school, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to bicycle across the country after this marathon? So I quit school, came home, started training for the bicycle ride, and I did that in 1980. So I'm thinking in 84, wouldn't it be great for my wife and me to do this, to leave our jobs, quit, get out of our apartment, sell our stuff, and just take off. It was radical. But I'm going to Galatians now, chapter 1, starting with verse 15. Now, when it delights God, who severs me from my mother's womb, this is Paul, of course, and calls me through his grace to unveil his son in me, that I may be evangelizing him among the nations, I did not immediately submit it to flesh and blood. Neither came I up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I came away into Arabia and return again to Damascus. Thereupon, after 3 years, I came up to Jerusalem to relate my story to Cephas, that is, Peter. So Paul is spending 3 years in the desert, and I always thought that is great. He didn't immediately submit what he knew to flesh and blood. And I felt a move of God. My wife and I have both always felt that God's hand was on us. And I felt that before we had children, before we embarked on our true careers, I didn't consider being an orderly at a hospital my true career, and she just had a job where she was marking time. I felt that we needed to go away and be together and establish something between us. It was either going to make or break us to be together 24 hours a day, bicycling across the United States with no home, no goods, no earthly goods. And it was radical. It's not like we were school kids on a break from school, the summer off, and we had everything set up. No, we quit our jobs, just gave our 2 weeks notices, quit our jobs, sold our furniture. I think this is something everybody wants to do deep down. I just want to chuck it all and do something different. Well, you can do it. There's no law that says you can't. Because we live in a time where the kings and the presidents, those in authority, are pretty much leaving us alone, you can do things. It's just the fear that causes people to stay in situations that they hate because they're afraid of change. Well, I don't like change either. But again, I embrace change that brings me closer to God, closer to myself, closer to my family. And I wanted Melody and me to be close. So was she 100% for this? Huh. No, she wasn't. She'd never bicycled much in her life. I mean, we did that trip to Florida. And see, I look back on that. At that time, I was looking back on that and saying, well, this was a preparation for a greater work of God. So that's why I said my decisions looked stupid at the time, and they're a pain, maybe a heartache. But I saw that that was a necessary prerequisite for the real trip, which was 1984. So we sold our TV. That was the greatest thing I ever did. Our furniture, our cars. We had nothing. Well, we had about 10 boxes of stuff that we kept at my sister's. And in early June of 1984, we took what money we had and flew one way to Los Angeles with our bicycles. And we embarked on the most memorable time of our marriage, I will have to say. And where did we start? We came through the Mojave Desert. And God did a work in us in that 105 days that we were on the road. We were on the road across the country for 105 days. And he did a work in us during that time that established us in him. Well, yeah, it established us in him. I almost didn't want to say that because only Christ can establish us. But relatively speaking, God definitely did something to us in that 105 days that sustains us today. You want a few more juicy details? All right. I'll give them to you tomorrow, and I'll throw some more scriptures at you, too. Okay, so I guess that's it. Music, do you want music or not? Do you think that I need it? All right. Do you want some of the old stuff or something different? All right. Throw something different in there. See you tomorrow.